Initially, there was a problem with overheating.
Oh.
The harmonic currents overheated the neutral wire in some certain location.
Oh.
It wasn't really a compatibility problem in a sense, but it was simply in the United States, they solved that problem by increasing the large of the size of the neutral conductor.
Oh.
As it turns out, in certain configurations, the harmonic currents cancel in some conductors. In other configurations, they add. It was a fairly common problem in the United States at one time, where they found that they put a lot of computers in the system.
Mm. Uh-huh.
They got overheating in the waters. Well, the neutral one, I guess. Now, I understand that's been taken care of. Industry people come. And that may have started it.
Uh-huh.
the other problem with it is that these currents, the harmonic currents, distort the waveform.
Uh-huh.
And in Europe, they had some systems, carrier current systems, I guess you call them, that depended critically on the voltage wave shape being pure sine.
They're using the power lines for a carrier system?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're sending signals out of the power lines
to
the control systems.
Uh-huh.
I think that's done more commonly in Europe than in the United States.
Uh-huh.
But when I say commonly, it's not awfully common.
Uh-huh.
There's certain countries that use it, and other countries that don't.
Uh-huh.
But they're protecting those. Those countries need their protection.
Yeah.
So then they say, okay, we've got to have less distortion or minimal distortion of the system. That was one factor.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get all kinds of arguments. They give you arguments, for example, that the harmonic currents flowing in the power line dissipate due to the resistance of the line, dissipate energy.
Yeah.
That costs the power distributor money.
Yeah.
Because that loss doesn't get metered. It's